jazz trumpeter and composer Dizzy Gillespie was born on this date in 1917 in South Carolina. He worked in prominent swing bands from 1937 to 1944, including those of Benny Carter and Charlie Barnett. As a band leader, often with Charlie Parker on saxophone, he developed the music known as bebop, with dissonant harmonies and polyrhythms, a reaction to swing. Gillespie's own big band was his masterpiece, affording him scope as both soloist and showman. He was immediately recognizable from the unusual shape of his trumpet, with the bell tilted upwards at a 45-degree angle, the result of someone accidentally sitting on it in 1953. When he played it afterward, he discovered that the new shape improved the sound quality, and he had it incorporated into all his trumpets thereafter. Gillespie's memoirs, To Be or Not to Bop, appeared in 1979. In 1990, he received the Kennedy Center Honors Award. Lafayette Gregg was named chair of the State Banking Association on this date in 1891. That same year, he was appointed to serve as a state commissioner to represent Arkansas during the World's Columbian Exposition, the World's Fair of Chicago, in 1893. Gregg was a member of one of the pioneering families in Northwest Arkansas and was involved in nearly every major historical event in Arkansas history that happened during his lifetime. Although most remembered him as an instrumental figure in the location of Arkansas Industrial University, later the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, he was also a banker, lawyer, state representative, Civil War veteran, and Arkansas Supreme Court justice. On this date in 1879, Thomas Edison invented a workable electric light at his laboratory in Menlo Park, New Jersey. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.